up on my trampoline with my knees.
You're probably wondering why we're talking about a trampoline. Well, we're at my house recording a podcast, and we're looking through the window, and you can see our trampoline. And Marley's talking about unleashing the kid in her soul.
Yes.
All deep and passionate.
Yes. Jean Marie, have anything to add?
No.
You don't want to unleash the kid in yourself?
I don't think she does, Marley. So, this is Seriously Potter, episode 19. I'm Divya.
I'm Gina Marie.
I'm Marley.
And there's only... how many days till Half Blood Prince? 52 days, 9 hours, and as of now, 28 minutes until Half Blood Prince comes out. Woo!
Woohoo!
Yeah.
It seems like it's taking forever, though, for it to come out.
You know, if they hadn't changed the date...
Well, they changed the date because of Twilight.
They wanted to improve the movie or something like that. I don't remember why they changed the date anymore.
Oh, well. At least it's coming out soon.
Soon. We're going to go to the midnight release, all of us, or at least we'll try to. And then... like, we'll have a laptop while we're waiting in line.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Oh, Vanessa was talking about bringing it into the movie theater until I told her it was illegal.
It's illegal. Yeah, it's illegal because you, they think that you're recording the video and...
yeah, we can't really do that. So, it's been a while for all of us recording. So now we're going to do the news, and it's going to be so weird because we haven't done this in a long time. Or at least I haven't.
No, it's been a while.
I haven't done this in months.
I know. It's like, Vanessa's been doing the podcast lately. I've been focusing on my studies because I'm a good student.
I have
but
too.
Now
the
we've
had term papers in...
exams.
Yes.
But now
everything.
It's summer break.
Summer. Summer. Summer.
That was crazy.
Everybody chanting that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was annoying.
Allegra
was actually trying to finish her test.
I was too.
Yeah.
Yeah, at our last English exam, everyone was making a big high school musical reference, chanting, summer, summer, summer.
Summer. And then they started counting down, and then the teachers told them to shut up. Not really. She told them to be quiet.
To be quiet.
She's saying just polite words.
Yeah.
So, Jean Marie, why don't you start us off with the first piece of news?
Okay. So, this is about Shell Cottage. The most exciting bit of the day was when we got to go down to the set. They had built a beautiful house made of shells called Shell Cottage. It looked like it was really old and had 1,600 shells on the roof that had been all put up by hand. There were people called set dressers working on the set, and they were raking the sand and using blowers to make it look like no one had walked around the house. And that's from a report by CBBC.
Cool. I want to see Shell Cottage. It
must
be so cool. The pictures look awesome.
Yeah.
You can go to our website, www.seriously-potter.com, to see the pictures.
Isn't that a hyphen?
Not
a
yeah.
Is that the same thing?
Okay, they're similar, okay?
Okay.
Should I do the next?
Yes,
yeah.
Go ahead, Marley.
Kay.
Wait, no. You can't do it at all, Marley.
Okay, I won't. Okay, so the next news is Romilda, Romilda. Roses are red, violets are blue. Ron's professing his love. You can see it now, too.
When Carmen did these news posts, which is why they are so creative, but basically it's just a picture or a clip, let me see. Oh, it's a video clip of Romilda Vane, if you want to see it, it's on our website.
I really don't think Romilda is that important.
I think she is important, Marley, and we're going to debate this later on in the show. So, there's a new clip from Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince that will air during this year's MTV Awards on May 31st. Daniel Radcliffe, Emma Watson, and Rupert Grint will present, via telecast from England, a never-before-seen clip from Half-Blood Prince, the sixth movie adaptation of the J.K. Rowling Boy Wizard book series, and then a bunch of other stuff. You can learn more on our website. And go ahead, Jennifer.
Okay. Fantastico. Clip after clip after clip after clip, and now we have more. And then there's a bunch of places to click for clips. And Carmen is sad that she won't see the movie premiere.
Because she's going to be in Vermont.
Oh, and the picture on the website is of the real basilisk lizard that J.K. Rowling wanted the basilisk in the book to look like and in the movies, but Hollywood messed it up.
Stupid Hollywood.
You know, that's just what Hollywood does. They mess up everything.
Well, but everything is so unbelievable, too.
So, look up the basilisk wizard if you want to see what it looks like.
Alright, and there are a bunch of pictures, Half-Blood Prince clips.
Yeah, there's a bunch of Half-Blood Prince clips. You can find it all on our site. Actually, I think it's the same clip. It's just in different formats. Like, you can get small, medium, large.
Why do they have little stickers on their faces?
I don't know.
That's Carmen? To protect their identity.
Yeah. If you want to know what we're talking about, visit the website.
No,
go to May 21st, 2009. You'll see a bunch of weird pictures that Carmen put with her postings.
But aren't they supposed to be the actors?
No, I don't think those are the actors.
Those are some people at some library or book release or something.
They shouldn't have posted the stupid picture on the internet.
Jeez, Molly, don't be so critical always.
She's always blowing things out of proportion and getting all sarcastic. And then she says, that's what we love about her. No, Marley, no.
Yes.
And don't forget that we have a Twitter now.
Yep, twitter.com/seriouslypotter. Please remember how seriously is spelled. Gina Marie, please remind them how seriously is spelled.
Seriously Potter is spelled as in seriously black. In case you don't know what that is, it's SIRIUSLY Potter.
And to spell Potter, it's POTTER.
Yeah, see, we're gonna...
Like they need that, Marley.
We're gonna go to Twitter right now, and we're gonna post while we're recording, because we're just really cool like that. You need to click somewhere to type, Marley.
Stop working.
I don't know. I guess one of our computers not working, but...
Try. Look, the thing is...
Marley, cut it out.
Well, I guess we're having some technical difficulties with our other computer. Luckily...
The keyboard doesn't work.
Yeah. We have another computer, though. It's a Mac. Macs never fail us. So, we're going to post right now while recording.
Okay, so today we're going to have a duel, correct?
Yep. We haven't had a duel in a while. We've only had two so far, so this is duel number 3.
Woo!
Woo! Yeah!
And it is between Jasper and Professor McGonagall.
Ooh.
So,
Jada Marie is going to be our moderator today because Vanessa's not here. And she's, like, always the moderator, which I don't think is very fair, because Vanessa's pretty biased. Like,
I made
a very good argument in the Hagrid versus Emmett thing, should have won.
No, Emmett won.
Are you serious?
It was fair.
Yeah, she
and
picked
square.
Emmett because she's so biased, because Jordan...
Hagrid is the best.
Never.
He's incredible.
Yeah, and he totally beats Emmett, and I like Emmett a lot, but still, Hagrid's so... totally owns him.
Yeah. Hagrid is, he's just so nice and warm-hearted, and Vanessa sucks.
So,
oh, come on. Emmett won fair and square.
So, for those of you who don't know, Jasper Hale is a vampire from Twilight who is part of the Cullen clan.
He is the brother of Edward.
The
adopted brother.
Yeah, so Jasper was turned into a vampire in 1863 by a vampire named Maria when he was 20 years old. As a vampire, he gained the ability to sense and manipulate the emotions of those around him. Recognizing his high rank in the army, Maria decided to change him into a vampire to help reclaim the territory of Promontory. This is during the Civil War, and he was a big Confederate person, just so you know. So Jasper's responsibility was to train young vampires and then kill them when they were no longer useful.
Sad.
About a year after their transformation, when their strength began to fade. After about a century of this, he grew weary of the lifestyle and joined an old friend, Peter, and his male...
And his maid, Charlotte. Jasper left the two eventually, not wanting to feed on humans, because he could feel his prey's emotions as they died.
And here's where Alice comes in.
So I have a question. Does that mean he can't sense... the emotions of animals?
I don't know.
It never really says. It's mostly just humans.
I guess since animals are more primitive in a way, we don't know about their emotions. So that's a question to ask Stephanie Meyer.
Or if you guys have the answer, you should email us.
Yeah, seriously, podcasters@gmail.com. So, Alice, foreseeing that they would be together, met him in a half-empty diner in Philadelphia, and together they sought out the Cullen family. During their companionship and travels, they soon fell in love and were later married.
Except that never really happens in the book. It's just foreseen, like yeah. It's going to happen.
So, that's pretty much all you need to know about Jasper.
And this information was off of www.imdb.com/character/the rest.
The character number.
Just yes. Look up Jasper Hale on imdb.com if you want to learn more about him. And now we're Googling him. And let's see what fan sites we can find. Apparently he's on MySpace.
Let's check that out.
Fans.
Huh. Okay. He's on MySpace, apparently. There's a picture of Jasper Rathbone. There's a picture of Jasper Rathbone, who plays Jasper in the movies.
His name is Jasper what?
Jackson Rathbone.
Okay, I'm like, that's so ironic if his name was
Jackson. No, it's Jackson Rathbone. I don't know what I said earlier, but...
You said Jasper.
Apparently Rathbone. He's friends with Mary Alice... and Emmett Cullen, Edward Anthony, Rosalie Lillian, Carlisle Cullen, Esme Ann, Bella Cullen, Renesmee.
Oh, that's a bad picture.
Peter, Charlotte, Maria, Lucy, Nettie, Jay Jenks, Nahuel, Kachiri, and a bunch of other characters from Twilight.
We don't really care.
Who apparently have MySpace. Who knew? Just Google Jasper Hill and you'll find a ton of stuff about him. Our next is Jasper's opponent, McGonagall.
Minerva.
McGonagall.
But I say Minerva. I don't... Even though That's I so added... Weird. I add a different syllable to it.
No, you switch the... V and the R, because you say Minerva instead of Minerva. Minerva. Okay.
But Minerva sounds better than
okay,
Minerva.
Okay, here's a little history lesson. For those of you who don't know, Minerva is the Roman goddess of wisdom, which is pretty fitting.
She's like, similar to Athena in Greek.
Yeah, she's just
because
the Roman
I did my
Athena.
Term paper on that. And, okay, so she, as you know, she's like the head teacher for the Gryffindor house.
She's the head of Gryffindor, the deputy headmistress of Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry, professor of Transfiguration, and...
And later she is the headmistress
when
Dumbledore dies.
Then Snape is headmaster for a while, and we're pretty sure she's headmistress after that.
Yeah.
Her very first appearance was in Harry Potter, the Philosopher's Stone, a.k.a. Sorcerer's Stone, when she arrived at orphan boy Harry Potter, the principal character of the book, aunt's and uncle's home, to see what kind of muggles they were. They were, quote, the worst kind, end quote. She informs Albus Dumbledore upon his arrival. Hagrid arrives soon afterwards with Harry, who is left with his mother's sister over... McGonagall's protest. So we see a bit of a softer side of McGonagall at the beginning, but then when Harry reaches his school days, we see the strict teacher that we all know and love.
And another thing to add, she also can she's like an anamorphagus. Yes, yeah. And she can turn into a cat.
That's so cool.
So.
Wait. Let's see.
I wish I could.
Is it anamorphagus? That doesn't sound right.
I don't know. It's something Anna, something.
Animagus.
Yes.
That is it. That is it right there.
And if you need this information, it's at www.imdb.com.
Yep, it's definitely Animagus.
So,
yeah. Let's Google her and see.
Jeez, there's a Wikipedia page on Animagus. That's so cool.
We should see if she's on MySpace. We're gonna see if Minerva.
Do you have a MySpace?
No. Let's see.
Seriously Potter does though.
Yeah, we do actually. Seriously Potter has a MySpace. I don't know how to log on, so I don't really do anything. But
Blair is mostly the one in charge of that.
Yeah. Minerva McGonagall's on MySpace at
age 17.
Yeah, she's 17 and she lives in Boston. So it's set to private, so we don't really know who's her friends, but she's on MySpace. Look her up. And we can Google her for fan sites. She has a page on Wikipedia. She's played by Maggie Smith in the movies.
She's such a great actress.
She's good.
She's in
a
lot of other movies that I've seen.
We haven't seen any others with her.
I guess there might be a Blizzard Rock band on there. I don't know.
Oh, really?
Let's see.
And then we should get to our duel now.
Oh, yeah. Let's get to the duel then.
You guys are probably, really bored because of all this.
Well, now you know about Minerva and Jasper, our subjects for today's podcast. Marley's going to start off with the one-minute session thing and why she thinks Jasper would win.
No, I really think Divya should start.
And then I'll have a one-minute rebuttal, and then I'll be opposite and all that.
Okay,
but actually, give Marley 2 minutes.
Let's do 1 minute.
One is hard enough.
Fine. Let's see what Marley has to say.
Ready, sit, go.
Okay, Jasper Hale.
Oh my gosh, Marley.
Okay, he's a vampire from Twilight, and he is related to Edward Cullen. He's part of the Cullen family, and he's a good vampire. And,
okay.
He can control emotions, of people. Like, he's constantly, what I'm gonna say is that I really didn't want to be Jasper and that McGonagall would win.
Really? Yeah, say Jasper would win. I think we need to switch sides, Marley. Okay.
Jasper isn't really...
We're going to start...
Really? You want to do Jasper?
Yeah, I'll do Jasper since Marley's doing such a horrible job.
He's not really that...
He's minor, isn't he?
He's not... He's one of the least important... vampire
fans. We will discuss that later too. Jasper is important.
Yeah, I am a Twilight person, but I think he is irrelevant and he's not very popular. He's only there to give Alice some company because
we're gonna switch sides.
Ready? Set.
Did you wanna start because you're Jasper? Did you want to start first because you're Jasper?
Yeah, I'm going to start first. I'm going to give Jasper a fair trial.
You start first.
Even though we all know he's going to win.
One, two, go.
Okay, so Jasper Hale, we know him as a Confederate soldier, also a vampire soldier. So we know he has plenty of experience in fighting. We also know that he was one of the top lieutenants in Maria's army, which is how he got so much experience. He has the scars to prove it. He also has the advantage of his power to control emotions. He will be able to, like, calm McGonagall down. So McGonagall's so calm, but she's not ready to fight. Like, we know from the books that when he calms someone down, they don't really have the will to fight. They don't really feel like fighting. So I think using that ability, he'll be able to manipulate McGonagall's emotions so that he will have a better advantage in the fight. He also has his super speed and all that, and his extra strength as a vampire, which he can use to overpower McGonagall. And that's Jasper Hale. I think I did a better job than Marley.
Actually, I agree. I think it was an interesting point that you made with the emotions, okay. So that she doesn't want to fight. But
I have something.
One, two, three.
Okay, McGonagall, she would totally whip Jasper's butt.
How, Marley? How?
Because, okay, she's wise. Jasper might have lived during the Civil War and all, but come on, we never really learn how smart or how much experience he's really had. Because think about it, he has problems controlling his own emotion for hunger. So I find that kind of strange that he has his own... He can control other people's emotions. And second, McGonagall, she's the anamorphous thing.
Animagus
thing, and she can turn into a cat. So would his emotions... Would his power really work on her?
Oh, that's a good
point. And so, I mean, that would really make it it would make it difficult. And she could be a cat and, like, just start scratching at it. And so that's my point for McGonagall.
Okay. And now we're going to have a 30-second rebuttal period. I guess I'll go first. Okay. So first of all, you say we can't tell how much experience Jasper has. We do, we can tell, we know, because he's like a top lieutenant in Maria's army, and he also was that in the Confederate army. Also, when McGonagall's a cat, scratching him won't work. He has like impenetrable skin.
And does he then have to get the
sword? Yeah, he does. He's vampires attack him. You took away my time, Jean Grey. I think I should have 15 more seconds.
No, I think 5.
Well.
Okay, you get 5 more seconds.
Okay, and so then also, as a cat, Jasper so has the advantage when McGonagall's a cat.
No.
Yeah.
No.
She's a cat. Cats are his prey, Marley. Cats are his prey. Mountain lions are his prey. He eats grizzly bears for breakfast.
Okay, ready? Okay, when he's using his power, she'll turn into a cat. But when he's not looking, she'll turn back into a human, pull out her wand, and use... Expelliarmus, or something like that.
Expelliarmus won't do anything.
It's a little light thing to scare him away. And she'll use her Patronus spell to protect her against...
Yeah, Patronus will totally affect a vampire.
Yes, yes. And so she has magical uses because she's wise and she's been at Hogwarts forever. Over. So she
time.
Wins.
Time.
No. Okay, we're going to have an extra minute to state our points.
Oh,
yeah.
An extra
minute
each?
Yeah.
30 seconds.
1 minute, Marley.
30 seconds.
Just because I talk more and I have more opinions than you doesn't mean we have to have 30 seconds. I say 1 minute.
45.
Fine.
Okay. Eddie, go.
Okay, even if McGonagall pulls the whole thing where she's a cat and then she's a witch again, Jasper's, like, superhuman speed, man. That will not work. He will, whip around with his super speed, and he'll be able to tell McGonagall's pulling a stunt and turning into a witch again. Also, a Patronus will have no effect, neither will Expelliarmus. Expelliarmus is a disarming spell. He doesn't have a wand, Marley. And then a Patronus works off Dementors. How will that affect a vampire? I'd like to know that, Marla. I'd like to
because
know. We also know that garlic won't affect a vampire. And we also know that Oh, never mind.
Ha. Okay. Jasper, he's a vampire, but he can get distracted at times, so...
How is he going to get distracted?
He could get distracted. No, no interruptions. No interruptions. And so then, there's other magic besides Expelliarmus and Patronuses.
Name one, Marley.
So, let's see. Crucio.
Crucio affect his impenetrable spell.
Yes. Yes, it would. It could
no,
kill him.
No, you don't know that, Marley.
Yes.
You don't know. You don't know.
There are unforgiving magic. And she could just totally, like, kill him with her wand. Like, she could also, like, just, like, hit him hard and she could turn him into something.
Over.
Besides a vampire.
Time.
Maybe
time.
A werewolf.
Time.
She can't turn him into a werewolf with the
expert
chin. Okay.
Yeah, she could turn him into
time.
She could make her family
it's over.
Against him.
No, okay.
Well,
no.
Think of how many times Divya interrupted me.
Oh, well. Never now, a minute and a half in closing statements.
No!
Yeah.
No!
We're gonna have a minute and a half in closing statements.
I think we should have,
and
like,
then,
30 seconds again.
No, fine, 1 minute.
Okay.
And then Jean Marie will decide who's the winner.
Well, okay. You're gonna choose Divya because you like Divya.
No, it's about the character. Jean Marie is so gonna pick McGonagall. Okay. So, we all know that Jasper Hale would totally beat McGonagall. Because we have no clue if the unforgivable curses will work on his impenetrable skin. Turning into a cat will have no effect. His ability to affect emotions will totally work on McGonagall, who is immortal and human in every way, besides being a witch. So he'll be able to use that advantage, as well as his superhuman speed and strength, to overpower McGonagall. We have no clue if the magic will affect his skin, because it's impenetrable and hard as diamond, which we learned from the series. So I believe Jasper has a pretty good chance of overpowering McGonagall in a duel. I don't think Jasper would be distracted, because he is an experienced fighter who will have his mind on the game and will win.
Giants have tougher skin than regular wizards, like Hagrid?
Yeah.
And curses affect them the same, don't they?
No, like, in book 6, when they were, like, gonna sack Hagrid and take him to Azkaban or whatever, they were, like, firing stunning spells at him, and they bounced off. Like, they'd had no effect.
Oh, I don't remember that. Okay.
Okay, are you ready?
McGonagall, on the other hand.
Stop!
Hey, what
it's
the heck,
my
Divya?
Turn! Divya, no interruptions. You interrupted me like 5 times.
Fine, Marley.
Okay. So, McGonagall would totally win because Jasper isn't. He's still part human. Even if he's like vampire, he was human once. And she is wizard. She's a wizard. So, also my other point is his emotional things don't always work. He couldn't completely control Bella whenever she had fury and, like, stopped. So, I mean, he could a little, but it's not completely effective. So I don't think that would completely work because she isn't an ordinary human. She's a wizard. So, like, she's different. And then...
How, Marley?
She's different in her physical... She's just different. And then... I think that she would win because she can change form and everything would be different from a vampire. Like, she's like two different people in a certain sense. So she would totally win with her magic. Okay?
Over.
Go, McGonagall!
Okay, now we're going to give Gina Marie a minute or two to decide who she thinks will be the winner. And in the meantime... Marley and I are going to discuss the importance of Jasper in the Twilight Saga. Okay. Why do you think Jasper is that important, Marley? Huh? What do you have against him? Why do you think people do not like him? Let's Google him, Marley.
No,
let's
see. It has nothing to do with people liking him. It has to do with his importance in the book.
Okay. I think he is one of the reasons, like, I think Edward uses him as a reason to convince Bella not to turn into a vampire. Because he's like the almost ugly side, in the sense of vampires, showing the violence and
hatred. But he loses eventually because she does get turned into a vampire.
So, but he's trying to... Edward uses him as an example. We also know he was willing to back up to Collins and all that. And he also, like, shows this... The temptation of trying to drink human blood, and just exactly what the Collins go through trying to drink animal blood, which is why I think he's important.
Well, he's
well liked.
But come on,
he's cool.
Okay, but come on, he really it's not as important as Rosalie, Alice, and Emmett.
How is Rosalie important?
She's important because she's always mad at Bella for like no good reason.
Oh,
and
so.
she is also the one who nurses Renesmee like back to health, like while Bella's recovering. And like,
okay, then is Emmett important, Marley?
Yeah, he is
important. How is he important?
He's more important than Jasper because
he
goes hunting with Edward a lot. And
no, Marley. In a sense, Jasper has a bigger role than Emmett, so...
No, because
yeah.
Emmett is
yeah.
burly.
Yeah,
Emmett,
Jasper's
she's
just
like
as important as Emmett. Jasper's just
no,
important.
Emmett is just
what
facing
do you have
the temptation.
Jasper?
I don't like Jasper.
You know
the
what,
guy
Marley?
That played Jasper is ugly.
I don't care. Jasper's cooler than you will ever be. And I have to say that Emmett is cooler than Jasper.
Emmett is cool because he's burly. Jasper's gonna like...
And he's funny.
Yes. He has a sense of humor.
But Jasper's just as important
as
Emmett.
No, Jasper
doesn't...
Jasper doesn't even talk to Bella. He barely even talks to her, so...
He did when he was telling her about the scars.
But that's like once. Like, he barely talks to her. Think of
how
many...
How do you know, Marley?
Think of how much of a better relationship she has with everybody else.
Most of the story is about Edward talking to Bella.
Well, come on,
which
he's
is why
like,
it's not as cool as Harry
Potter.
Okay, Dean Murray, have you reached your verdict?
Well, it was really hard because Divya gave some pretty good things for Jasper, like the one with the emotions. That one was pretty good. But I have to say that McGonagall wins because wizards always win.
Yeah, I have to agree with Jane Marie, because I just switched to Marley because she was doing a really bad job.
Well, because I'm a normal Twilighter, but it's just that Jasper is, like, one of my least favorite characters, next to Jacob, but that's
yeah,
another
I agree
thing.
With the
that's
Jacob
another
thing.
That's another
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, but
so.
I have to agree with you guys. I'm pretty sure McGonagall would totally own Jasper,
mm-hmm.
but I think I gave a good fight, better than Marley would have done.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, I admit, so, this was probably one of the worst duels, but okay, and it was really weird because I switched sides.
No, I think this is one of the best duels.
I think it's the worst. I think
I gave a good fight.
Okay,
I think Marley,
Divya,
I
totally owned you at these things. I won for Edward, I won for Emmett, and now I've won for McGonagall.
How can Edward win? Who is Edward against?
Harry Potter.
That's just lame.
I know, Harry
that's
was so
lame.
But
no,
lame,
each time,
Marley, lame.
Vanessa's biased. Because Jordan is like one of her best friends and she was supporting the Twilight side, that's why she picked them. That's my theory at least. Vanessa will probably like come on next time listening to this and totally get mad at me, but that's my theory.
What are you saying? You and Vanessa aren't friends?
Oh, we're friends. I just think Vanessa's biased. Because Jordan's like your best friend. Like, they have like this traveling shirt thing.
The traveling shirt, yeah.
So,
sisterhood. It's like the four of them.
Yeah, Jasmine, Natalka, Jordan, and Vanessa. You should all know them if you listened to earlier podcasts.
I just think that wizards win with absolutely everything because
yeah.
they have magic and. Magic.
We also
beats
they're
all.
Monsters.
We also know a lot more about
they're
like
creatures.
We also know a lot more about like spells and stuff than we do about like how to kill vampires. Like Edward said there was only a few ways to kill vampires, and we only know one way.
Demia, I have a totally good duel for the next time.
Okay, what is it, Marley?
Remus Lupin versus Jacob.
Oh my gosh, I love that. I'm totally supporting Remus Lupin. Jacob is...
There's no competition to any wizard.
Okay, for the next duel, look forward to that.
Jacob,
Come on, we're not doing it now.
No, we're going to give a preview of
our thoughts. No, we're
Jacob
not going...
Jacob sucks.
Yeah. Wizards
we're
rule
not,
everything.
Yeah.
We're
wizards
not going
just
into
own
this.
Twilight. Harry Potter owns Twilight any day.
We are not going into this.
Okay,
yeah, there's
we'll
this
go
quote.
This next
there's
time.
This quote
next
that I heard
time.
That says that saying that Twilight is the new Harry Potter is
saying
that the Jonas Brothers are the new Beatles.
I love that quote. That
Me
was
too.
On the
my
diversity
sister,
thing.
Yeah, my sister put that at the bottom of her emails.
Oh, yeah. Oh, speaking of emails, we got a fan mail.
Really?
If you want to go check it.
Oh, I'm so excited.
So, let's just log into the email. You guys just talk about random stuff while I log in.
Okay. So, how's this rainy weather here?
I love it.
I do, too.
We never get rainy weather.
I know.
Here in Jessica-Kirby. You guys weren't here for the Jessica-Kirby thing?
No.
Here it is.
Our Gmail is so lame. 157 spam?
Yeah, we get a lot of spam.
You never delete them? I always delete my spam.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, fine, I'll delete the spam.
Yeah,
right
delete
now.
It. Delete it.
I'm deleting the spam.
Just click delete all spam messages now.
That's what I did, Marley. Shh, gosh.
See? It says, hooray, no spam here.
Okay, this is an email from Eli or Ellie. I don't know how it is.
My guess is Eli.
Yeah, because...
We're sorry if you're listening and...
It's Ellie or Eli. Eli, age 10. I think you are better than MuggleCast. MuggleNet is stupid. You have quite a few fans in Jessica-Kirby. I don't want to listen to Seriously Caspian. My sister goes to your school, and we found out about you through your diversity day, Ruth.
Oh, how sweet!
Okay, thanks, Eli. I have nothing against MuggleCast or MuggleNet, but I have to agree with this email.
Oh, come on, there are rivals, so...
Yeah. Let's see how many stars they have on iTunes. Then we'll go and see who's better. Okay, we're going to iTunes, and we are going to look up MuggleCast, and we're going to see who has more stars. Seriously Potter or MuggleCast, okay? MuggleCast has 4.5 stars. Seriously Potter... By the way, review us on iTunes. You know you want to.
Oh, we have 5 stars.
Half a star better.
We are so good.
We are 1/2 star better than MuggleCast.
Who's Dean O'Carroll,
but they have
by
more
the
ratings.
Oh, and today we interviewed. You want to find out who Dean O'Carroll is? Listen to episode 18. We sat down and interviewed him. It was a really good episode.
Oh, cool.
You can follow him on Twitter, too.
Yeah.
Just look them up.
I saw he was following.
Pottercast. Let's see how many stars they have. Oh, 4.5 stars. We're 1/2 star better than
Pottercast. Oh, come on, but they have so many more ratings.
Shh, Marley, we're 1/2 star better than Pottercast and MuggleCast.
Okay.
Listen to us.
Do we pick these things, or does iTunes read us?
They just go, like, they average their ratings.
Yeah, anyone can rate.
Anyone can rate us, and then they average them up.
Yeah. Oh, this is hilarious.
Yeah, Marley.
I'm sorry.
I think today should be National Pick on Marley Day.
Okay, that was Wednesday. That was Wednesday.
I'm updating our Twitter, saying it's National Pick on Marley Day. Yep, there we go.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah,
thanks.
We love you, Burley. Okay.
Sure you do, sure.
So do we want to get on to our Romilda Vane discussion?
Yes, let's get on to that.
Okay, so we were just looking through the news earlier.
Man, I don't know if that actress is okay.
We were just looking through the news, we saw the thing about Romilda Vane, and so...
Marley and Tina Marie is not very important.
Yeah, that's what they were saying. And I was like, you know what, guys? Romilda Vane is important. Every character in Harry Potter is important in some way. Even Madame Marsh. I bet you guys don't know who that is.
No, I don't.
I'll say it again. I wasn't listening.
Madame Marsh.
Oh, I think I've heard of her.
Yeah, she's important too.
Who is she? What does she do again?
She you see her every time they're on the night bus. They're riding the night bus. She's there all the time, and she's always carsick.
Oh,
she's
come on! How important that is, so important.
She shows the exact speed of how quickly.
But that's
the
not
night bus
very important.
Come on,
that
the night bus
important.
Only like, the night bus is
that's
like
just like that, showing.
That's
how
much it's in that one book.
Yes.
Everything that J.K. Rowling writes about is important.
Okay,
even
whatever
like
you say, whatever you say, Divya, whatever.
Even cauldron cakes.
Whatever.
So we're just gonna discuss the importance of Romilda
Vane.
Oh.
The big
what did you make from the booth?
Chocolate cauldrons.
Chocolate cauldrons. We made chocolate cauldrons.
We spent a bunch of time making them, though. You just dip them in
Version of chocolate cauldrons, Oreos dipped in melted
chocolate and decorate with sprinkles or, in our case, jelly beans.
We did a combination of both.
Yeah, and we did marshmallows, too.
Yeah. Marshmallows look
They
gross.
Were so yummy.
They were good. And then you freeze them. Freeze them because...
Yeah, dip them in chocolate, freeze them, eat them. They're good.
They are so good.
We created that recipe, copyrighted by Seriously Potter.
And then also, we also made butterbeer too, and that
was...
Yeah,
you made a bunch
except
of
they ran
except,
out
except,
of
no,
soda.
Except somebody stole the thing of cream soda.
Okay.
And Vanessa gave me some of that syrup stuff. She's like, here, Gabriel.
I don't know what Vanessa was thinking by putting the...
She gets so stressed so easy. Sorry, Vanessa. Sorry.
Yeah, okay, so speaking of chocolate cauldrons, this is how we know Romilda Vane. So she was trying to get Harry to ask her to...
Slughorn's party?
Yeah, Slughorn's party.
In book 6.
Yeah. So she gives him these chocolate cauldrons, and we hear from an overheard conversation by Hermione in the bathroom that they spike these things with love potion, and these are from Weasley Wizard Weezes, and Carmen and I can guarantee that they're 100% effective. Yeah, because we're the Weasley twins.
Oh, yeah.
So, Harry knows that they are spiked with love potion, so he just throws them into his chest, I don't know, trunk. And so, then...
One day, Ron is... He finds them.
On Ron's birthday, Harry's, like, throwing things out, trying to find his Marauder's map. Ron picks up the chocolate cauldrons, thinking they're a birthday gift. Eats them, falls in love with Romilda Vane. So, here's what happens from there. Harry takes him to Slughorn so he can mix up an antidote. He gets the antidote. It's starting to work. But then they're celebrating Ron's birthday with
Slughorn.
Yeah, with Slughorn. With some mead from Madame Rosemerta. He was going to give it to Dumbledore originally for Christmas. He forgot. Typical Slughorn thing to do. And it's poison. And Ron drinks it first, and he's almost killed. I think the Romilda Vane and her chocolate cauldrons are pretty important.
I think
whatever,
that's just
Divya.
a side plot line.
Yes, I think it was just she was trying to make
it
more
just,
interesting.
Yeah,
Okay, let's say Romilda Vane and her chocolate cauldrons aren't there.
Ron
would
have almost died, and that's
and
not such a big deal.
And then we wouldn't have seen, like, the bond of Ron and Hermione.
The other reason that she put it in there
Ron
was...
Ron and Lavender would not have broken up yet, but we wouldn't see, like, as many attempts for Draco's trying to kill Dumbledore. I think she's important.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, is that, like, another reason that J.K. Rowling put it in, even though it's not that important, and
it's
still important, Jane Marie.
Not really. another one of the examples where somebody's trying to kill Dumbledore.
Okay, confession time. I don't think she's that important. I just like to argue with It makes the podcast more interesting.
This is so funny. This is what I was going to talk about. In one of the preview clip trailer, that's what they're called, things for Harry Potter. Kids. Yeah. There's this one scene, which is they talk about on harrypotter.wikia.com. Is it's also in the book, I suppose. I don't remember that. So Romilda also tried out for the Gryffindor Quidditch team. When she and her group of friends were asked to fly once around the pitch, they simply fell over one another and giggled. Harry quickly asked them to leave. They left the pitch but remained in the stadium to heckle the other applicants. But in the trailer, they're at the library and Romilda is looking at them and Hermione has a newspaper in her hand. And then Hermione says, Harry's looking over Hermione's shoulder at Romilda. And then Hermione says, hey, she's only interested in you because she thinks you're the chosen one. And then Harry says, but I am the chosen one. And then Hermione smacks him on the head with the newspaper. And then he says, sorry, I'm kidding.
That was great.
My sister was so obsessed with that for a while.
She was like,
but I am the chosen one, but I am the chosen one.
That's like the comic relief we get to see.
Yeah.
Movie 6 is pretty dark, and like, that's why Elliot is pretty mad about the PG rating.
Oh, yeah, remember, yeah, that was from a while ago. That's stupid.
It's getting darker, and there's gonna be, like, Crucio and everything.
Well, it's kind of stupid because people die. Like, whereas, like, okay, what
when
was it?
The third one,
wasn't the third one PG-13 too? And, like, only Buckbeak dies.
He didn't even die. You just hear, like,
yeah.
A,
yeah. Something. Like, it's the axe thing. And then,
you hear
like,
the axe, and that's PG-13.
And then here, I think it's PG-13. And then, like, Hermione just punches Malfoy. And that's, oh my gosh,
so dark.
Oh my gosh.
Are you serious?
Yes.
And then, okay, let's see. Dumbledore is dying, and he's falling out of the astronomy tower. Hagrid's hut is going up in flames. What else? Oh, the Lake of Inferi, when they're trying to get the Horcrux.
Oh, yeah, that's creepy.
And then,
that's
like,
creepy.
Oh my gosh, that is really dark. That is so PG-13.
You know what else kind of creeped me out? I think it was in the fourth book, in the fourth movie, when they were underwater doing the Triwizard Tournament, and with the mermaids.
Oh, yeah,
that
those
was
are
weird.
Scary. Yeah, they're like,
yeah.
That was 2015, really.
Yeah, that was.
Plus,
Cedric Diggory dies,
yeah. I cried when Cedric died.
Oh, he did, didn't he?
Hey, that was sad.
I like Cedric Diggory. I'm not a fan of Robert Pattinson.
I like him better as
Cedric.
Edward just looks bad.
He looked better in Cedric. I have to agree with that. But
yeah,
those
he didn't
Twilight
have that, like,
posters.
He didn't have like the stubble on.
You know,
his
like
beard.
The Twilight posters where he's like holding Bella and like looking down, and his eyes are like that creepy yellow. That is so weird.
He's supposed to have like copper eyes.
Yeah, but it looks really bad in those posters.
Alright, is there anything else to wrap up about this?
His birthday was on May 13th. Oh, happy birthday to Vanessa. Her birthday was on Cinco de Mayo.
Oh, yeah. Woo!
May 5th for all you non-Spanish speaking people. Yeah. So I have a segment we can do. It's like, I'm combining this with the Quibbler Thought of the Week. It's just like this music thing I thought we could do. So I'm gonna press shuffle on the iTunes library. We don't know what we'll come up with. And then I want you guys to listen to a portion of the song and then come up with a Harry Potter connection.
Oh, that's a cool idea.
Okay, ready? Shuffle! And it's not working. Play! Okay, just listen to this.
Together, people around gotta find something to say now. Hold it back,
know, it's kind of like an antonym, sort of, to the thing, to the comparison, but it could be like everybody knows Harry Potter's name.
Yeah.
So.
Maybe he just wants to escape the name. Like, I was thinking book 7 when Harry and Voldemort are dueling, and he keeps calling him Tom Riddle. That's not my name. It's Voldemort. That's my name. That's what he could totally be thinking.
No.
So let's just do a couple.
We should
more
do
songs.
One more. We should do one
yeah,
more.
Yeah, we'll do like one or two more.
Oh, it's fun. It's fun.
Let's see. Let's skip this one. I don't want all that. What is wrong with this thing?
Specific. It's when Ron leaves when they're out at that camp place.
Oh,
you know, when Ron goes away.
Yeah.
Yeah. When she said
book 7.
Yeah. What was the line? I forget, but one of the lines was like, "I can't live without you," or something like that.
I can't live without you.
It's hard to survive. Something, I can't remember.
Right.
Something like that.
Yep.
Okay.
So should we do another one?
Let's do one more.
Close my eyes
and pick one. No, that won't work. Let's not do classical music. Let's
Oh, no, that's Wizard Rock. Wizard Rock will not work.
Let's do
Because Wizard Rock already has a bunch of connections. Oh, this one's good. This is a remix of that
Sound of Music. It's just so bad.
16.
It's on that commercial.
It's 16 going on 17. It's a remake. Let's see what you guys can make the connection.
He's going from book 6 to book 7. He's 16 going on 17. And he's coming closer to the time to face Voldemort.
That is good. That was deep.
Yeah.
So, do you want to do one more?
Yeah, let's do one more.
Okay, I've got a good one.
Hey Ming, I thought that we're gonna be chills.
The Jonas Brothers.
My brother likes the Jonas Brothers.
So annoying.
I finally found the missing part of me. I felt so Christmas puts you in far away. Left me without anything to say. Now I'm speechless over the edge.
Okay,
just...
That was Love Bug by the Jonas Brothers. I think that can relate to like Harry and Ginny or Ron and Hermione. It's like a love song. You know what it could be? It could totally be like the Ron drinking the love potion and falling in love with Reveal Domain. You know, Love Bug, love potion.
Ha, 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 ha.
Not supposed to be funny.
You cracked me up, Divya.
Yeah. I'm sticking my tongue out at Marley.
So funny. Look, you can dance with the paintbrush.
That was
Marley,
kind of like,
you're so weird.
Marley is weird. It's a national thing on Marley Day. So that was like our Quibbler Thought of the Week music version.
That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, we'll do that more often.
I guess, and this was Seriously Potter episode.
Wait, let's not leave now. Let's just talk about other stuff. Who's excited for the Harry Potter theme park? Oh, you know what we should talk about? So, Seriously Potter got invited to preview the Chicago exhibition, the Harry Potter exhibition. We got invited to preview it. Except then no one could go to Chicago because it was a school day, which kind of sucks.
But Vanessa's going this summer.
Yeah, she's going to go to the
exhibition. She'll have to tell us all about it.
You guys can go too. It's in Chicago, the Museum of Science and Industry. So anyway, since we couldn't go to Chicago for the preview, we listened in on a phone interview. It was going to be recorded, but I emailed around trying to get the recording. Apparently, they lost the recording. Some weird technical difficulties. It was basically an interview with the creators of the exhibition. It sucks that it's gone, but we can't do anything about it, so, yeah. But it was a big opportunity for us that we enjoyed.
Anything to add?
Okay, now we can end it.
Alright, what episode? This was Seriously Potter episode...
19.
Episode 19.
We are gonna go jump on the trampoline now, because that's just what we do.
To unleash the kid in ourselves.
Yeah, but apparently Gina Marie does not want to do that. Do you, Gina Marie? Sheesh.
The kid doesn't have to be unleashed. I still have a kid.
You're a teenager.
So?
You are still a kid. Yeah, so you're still a kid.
Yeah.
But I'm younger than you.
But I don't have to unleash a kid in me if I'm still a kid.
Yes,
that's
you do.
Point.
I guess I'm still
it's
a kid,
like,
too.
It's like
you're
one of those...
You're still a kid, too, Marley.
Okay. But I'm not a child, though. It's more like... I don't know. It's like tween. It's like
we're not
teenage...
tweens.
We're teenagers, but... Oh, well, okay.
Never mind. Gina Marie won. But I won every other debate today because I was on my game.
Except for the Romel Domain one.
I so won that
and
one.
And except for McGonagall.
You admitted in the end that she wasn't important.
Fine.
But she actually was really from McGonagall, so.
Yeah, but I did a pretty good job. You gotta admit that.
All right. Well, this was Seriously Potter
episode
19.
Yep. I'm Divya.
I'm Gina Marie.
And I'm Marley.
I'm the best. We are gonna go jump on the trampoline now because we're just totally awesome like that. So until next time, this is Seriously Potter. Bye, we'll see you episode 20, big 2-0.
The lions roar, and young men soar. The flames all scorch, the circus floor. Puppets on strings, all dance and sing. And flap their wings, trumpets play sick lullabies. Fragile face was scared away without a trace. Out in the cold, where did she go? Into unknown, a place I'll never